This is VSiN Prime Time. Live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is hour number two of VSiN Prime Time right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Greg Oops Peterson is holding it down tonight, and we've got a tremendous hour coming up as lots of baseball in this hour. We're going to be joined by Bob Nightingale in about 30 minutes. We have to be taking a look at what teams might be buyers and sellers at the trade deadline. What are we all seeing in general with regards to a lot of these playoff races and so much more? One of the best in the business over there at USA Today, so he's going to be joining me in 30 minutes. We've got a lot of games that are live right now, and we've got a lot of games that are going to be coming up here in the next few minutes, so we'll get you guys all squared away. We'll get you guys some picks. We'll get you guys some winners on that front, as well as we do have to update you guys in terms of some of the action that's going down right now, and for Rays versus Orioles, this game is already over the total. 6-4 in the second inning. You had the Rays get a 6-spot in the top of the inning. The Orioles have responded. They've already put up a 4-spot, and it could be a very interesting night for these two bullpens. So you've got a lot that's happening there, as the Rays have already went to the bullpen, by the way. Mason Montgomery, him and his 5.60 ERA, going to be looking to hold down the fort for the Tampa Bay Rays. So he's into the game. Could be a little bit of a dangerous spot for the A's, but they do get out of it 2-0. Yankees currently in the lead over the Athletics after the end of the third inning. As for the New York Yankees, they've already had a bomb in this one. Jazz Chisholm, he was able to go deep. That was home run number 12 of the campaign for him. And Will Warren, though he had 3 walks in the first inning, right now has been able to keep a clean sheet for the New York Yankees thus far. So we're going to be checking in on that. Another very demonstrative score thus far. How about the Blue Jays? They're up 3-0 on the Boston Red Sox. Brian Bello is not having himself a great day, to say the least, as he has given up a trio of runs. And for the Blue Jays, now 3-7 with men in scoring position. And for the Red Sox moving forward, do have to wonder what this offense looks like without Rafael Devers. Very curious trade that they made a few weeks ago. And I mean, for the first few games, it actually looked relatively solid. I mean, in their first few games, they did have to play against the Seattle Mariners. And when you go to Seattle, typically that's not a place where you're going to generate a lot of offense. But I mean, even in that series against the Giants, they were able to get to 5+ runs in 2 out of those 3 games. A little bit more muted in that series against the LA Angels, but certainly of intrigue there. So we shall see what we're going to be able to get out of Boston moving forward, and we'll keep you guys up to date on that. But do want to get you guys a little bit of a preview and some picks with regards to this game. As this one goes down in the next few minutes, you've got a Houston Astros team that is white hot coming off of that nice series win against the Philadelphia Phillies, and now they play also another National League team. That would be the Cubs, as Cade Horton, here's a who, is going to be on the bump for the Cubs, and Brandon Walter goes for Houston, and Houston does find themselves as a slim favorite in that neighborhood, about -112 to a -115. And for the Cubs, very, very small plus number there. And you've seen a large dip in this total. This opened up in some places as high as a 9. Right now, you're seeing this pretty much across the board at an 8. And I thought that the 9 was a little bit too high, but now that we're down to an 8, I'm going to be willing to dive in on the over. And I'm willing to take a shot on the Astros right around about like a -112 or so. Wouldn't want to be going much past like a -115 or anything like that, but with Brandon Walter, he's been very solid for the Astros. And if you even go back to his minor league numbers with the AAA Space Cowboys of Sugar Land, which, very great name, by the way, he's been able to do a nice job in his command. Fewer than 2.5 walks per 9 innings. Did give up a little bit of hard contact in his last start, and he is going against a Cubs unit that has just been absolutely pulverizing the baseball all season long. How about 5 different guys with at least 11 home runs this season? Say Suzuki, Pete Armstrong. These two guys have been very rock solid, to say the least, and I know that there are some people calling for Pete Armstrong to perhaps be in the MVP conversation. He has been that good, but for the Cubs, even with those great power bats, you still have guys that just find a way to be able to move line, find a way to get on base. You've been able to get that out of the likes of Nico Horner and company, and it does feel like the Astros are starting to find their way offensively as well. Isak Paredes in that ballpark in general, I believe that they now call it Daikin Ballpark, which always used to be the old juice box back when it was Minute Maid. But that said, you've been able to have him give you 15+ home runs. Jose Altuve has been quite a bit better now than he was towards the beginning part of the season. So these guys are starting to come into focus. And for Horton, he's been doing a nice job keeping things out in front of him. Doesn't necessarily give up a lot of homers. He's been only giving up about 2 or so walks per 9 innings. But is by no means a power pitcher, and do have to wonder if we see a little bit of regression with this Cubs bullpen. Just a lot of guys have come from out of nowhere whatsoever to give you a sub-3 ERA, like Chris Flexen, Daniel Palencia, Drew Pomeranz, Brad Keller. Like, you go down the list, and these are mostly failed starters that have found a home in this Cubs bullpen. For the Astros, I do think that their bullpen being in the top 10 in the big leagues with the Bryans, Brian King, Brian Abreu, Josh Hader, these guys have been able to do a really nice job as well. Do feel like this total is just a little bit too low. Open up at a 9, now down to an 8. I do like that over, but for the Astros, if we could get like a minus 112 or so, which I'm still seeing a little bit of that out there, I'm going to be in on this money line as well. As it is VSiN Prime Time right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, and we touch upon briefly the game between the Dodgers and the Kansas City Royals in hour number one. Have Michael Duarte, who does great work over at NBC Sports, out in Los Angeles chatting about that. And now let's dive in on this game a little bit more, because we have ourselves about 5 or so minutes before this game goes off. Dustin May hopes that it's May Day for the Dodgers, and Noah Cameron, he goes for the Royals. And right now with this Royals bunch, you're about a plus 140 to a plus 150. In that neighborhood, about minus 160 or so is that number on the Dodgers, and the total 9.5. I just don't know why they're setting the total so high in these Royals games. The Royals are averaging fewer than 2.8 runs per game at home. They had an interesting series against the Tampa Bay Rays where the conditions were great for hitting. You had some nice warm temperatures. Wind was blowing out in a few of those games as well, and they came up complete and utter snake eyes in that series. They got one total run in 3 games. They're just not hitting right now. Like, I wish I could call it anything else. They're just not hitting right now. Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pascantino, both between 10 and 11 home runs, both doing an okay job of moving line. And I mean, Mikel Garcia is hitting above 300, but these veteran guys that they brought in the offseason just have not worked out. Like, Hunter Renfro was back for season number 2. Kevon Biggio, Mark Canna, they just have not been able to produce for the team. It got so bad that I believe that they had to DFA Hunter Renfro. So, that's an issue. I think Kevon Biggio is now sitting at the minor league level. So, yeah, you haven't been able to get a lot there. Pretty much the only thing that you're banking on is the Dodgers perhaps getting like 6-plus runs in this game. And could they? Yes, they could. But Noah Cameron has actually been pretty rock solid for this Kansas City Royals team. He's been giving up 2 runs or fewer in all but one of his starts. A sub-250 ERA. I will say, not a power pitcher. Only getting about 6 strikeouts per 9 innings. And now you have to step up to the real big leagues with Shohei Ohtani giving you 28 home runs. You've been able to get a lot of production out of Teoscar Hernandez, Andy Pahis, a combined 30 home runs between those two guys as well. But I do think that Cameron's up for the task. And this has been a Royals team that has been very good with their bullpen. For the Royals, top 10 team in terms of bullpen ERA, Lucas Hersedge, Carlos Acevis, really good 8th and 9th inning duo, Stephen Cruz, guys like this. They've been able to do a nice job of being able to step up. So I just take a look at the 9.5 total. Just way too high for me. I do think that Dustin May, who's been a pedestrian pitcher, let's call it what it is, about a 4.40 ERA, a little bit over 8 strikeouts, a little bit over 3 walks per 9 innings. He's not wowing you. He's not disappointing you. I think that he goes out there, gives the Dodgers a good start to be able to cash that run line. Right now, seeing that at a minus 105, I'm in on that Dodgers run line, and I'm in on the under as well, as it is VSiN Primetime right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And that should cover all the games for until we get the super late ones out west. So we've got you guys all covered there. And how about if we get you guys covered on what we're seeing live right now? So you did have Juan Soto go deep for the New York Mets. This is now a 4-1 game with the Pittsburgh Pirates in the lead. Pirates were able to go death by a million cuts on our good friend David Peterson. Great name. So that was a little bit of an issue for them and for the Pirates. Currently looking to be able to get the job done here. They're up by a count of 4-1. That game going into the 5th inning. Something else that gets the job done for you, that'd be Edge Boost. Edge Boost is making sure that bettors are able to have access to their funds 24/7, that all gambling transactions are able to be approved. You're able to get cash back rewards as you utilize Edge Boost. There's no usage fees, no anything, no fuss or muss with it. And when you go to edgeboost.bet, utilize our promo code of Prime, P-R-I-M-E. That gets you a dollar-for-dollar match on your first deposit up to $25. And that is over at edgeboost.bet. That promo code is Prime for VSiN Primetime right here on the Sports Betting Network. Greg Oops Peterson holding it down tonight, and we've got ourselves a lot of fun that's happening on this baseball card. And if you're looking at the WNBA as well, I personally am not too much of a WNBA better, but I know that Mitch Moss along with Mike Palm, they were doing a tremendous job breaking things down today. And we have seen the Indiana Fever just absolutely put a hurting right now down on the Dallas Wings. I know that the Dallas Wings saw a lot of line movement in their favor because There was a little bit of uncertainty as to whether or not Caitlin Clark was going to play in this game. Clark did not play, but you've got Sophie Cunningham, Lexi Hall and company, and they are right now balling out 45-28 midway through the second quarter in this one. The Fever have been shaky whenever Caitlin Clark has not been in the fold. They've had Aaliyah Boston be able to go out there, give you 11 points. Kelsey Mitchell has been able to supply 10 as well. And then for the Dallas Wings, you've had Paige Beckers go just 2 of 7 from the floor. It's actually been the bench has actually outscored the starters this far for the Dallas Wings. So that is intriguing. And the Minnesota Lynx, who have been 12-2 and just absolutely rolling through the WNBA this season, currently up by a count of 37-28. If you're in on a player prop of Nafisa Collier, already 11 points and 5 minutes and change remaining in the second quarter. So she's having herself a relatively big game, and we'll keep our eyes peeled to that. Can't say that I really have any plays in the WNBA tonight, but certainly watching that Fever game to see if they're able to polish that off and be able to get the job done there. And a team that's currently looking to get the job done, how about the Chicago White Sox being able to get a run up on the board on the San Francisco Giants? Currently up by a count of 1-0. You were able to get the yes run first inning in this one as the Chicago White Sox did score in inning number one. Landon Roop is able to hold down the fort. He gets out of the second inning, but currently, this is 1-0 with the Chicago White Sox in the lead, and it could be a whole heck of a lot worse as the White Sox have actually went 0-3 with men in scoring position here in the first two innings, and I think that's a very interesting game in general. I do like the San Francisco Giants bullpen, number one in the big leagues in terms of bullpen ERA. Might be a good time to be able to take a plus of value on them on the money line, bust out of that funk that they had versus the Miami Marlins. And coming up next, we've got ourselves a lot of Friday baseball to break down, and we'll do so next right here on VSiN Primetime. I'm VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're back here on VSiN Primetime, right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We've got a lot of teams to be taking a look at it. It's all 30 teams in Major League Baseball in action tonight. But first things first, we have to give ode to the best team in the business. Everyone here at VSiN that allows you to be able to watch the shows that you do, whether that be on the VSiN Watch app, over on YouTube TV. Hey, you might be listening to us on SiriusXM channel 158. They make sure that everything is crisp and clean. You've got our guy, Fenos, who he makes sure that the audio is all great. And for every single hour of every single show, if you miss anything, go to our podcast feed, vsin.com/podcast, or wherever you hear podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify. List goes on and on. Search for the VSiN Bets Bets feed. Every hour of every show, it is there. And Fenos, he does a great job holding it down. Here might be the most challenging part at the network, making me look halfway presentable in a video/moving picture format and keeping up with all the line movement as we've got a lot of live games going down right now. Ryan and Jaren's, they do an absolutely tremendous job with that regard, and apparently have not broken any cameras yet, so they must be doing a good job. And then you got my producer, Luke, doing such a great job of making sure that everything flows nice, crisp, and clean. And you're going to be getting some football previews a little bit later on as well. The Greg's Random Football Roulette is coming your way in about an hour and 15 minutes, and I had 16 nights here at the network, so you know what? I decided we're going to do two teams a night on every single show for those 16 shows, and you're going to be getting those. I pick a team by random to preview, and we will see where it lands tonight. So that's going to be happening in a little bit over an hour, but what's happening right now is just a whole bunch of baseball in our lives, and this is one that I think is very interesting. The Blue Jays have been sort of up, down, all around. Last week, they lost a series at home to the Chicago White Sox, but they're looking to atone for that right now. They have gotten to Brian Bello, 3-0. Blue Jays in the lead over Boston, and they've won 3 of 7 with Ben in scoring position. Bayo, a guy that typically is a nice pitcher in terms of being able to get the double play ball, a little bit more of a single ball guy, has been sort of done death by a million cuts here as he has given up 7 hits in total. So that's certainly something to watch out for. Blue Jays currently in the lead by a count of 3-0. And Yankees are threatening, looking to be able to put some runs up on the board. They're already up by a count of 2-0 over the Athletics. Mitch Spence has been giving out quite a few walks, north of 60 pitches already. And the reason why you want to be watching his pitch count a little bit more is, for one, Mitch Spence was a long reliever towards the beginning part of the season, so the A's are still looking to stretch him out a little bit more. And for two, this A's bullpen is awful. Dead last in the big leagues in terms of ERA. If the Yankees can be able to get in the bullpen, and it's been rough for the Yankees. 4 runs or fewer in all but 3 out of their last 14 games. But if they get into that bullpen, that can really be what gets them going. They've already got a home run tonight. Jazz Chisholm is 12th home run of the campaign. They're right now looking for more. And if you're looking for more as well, I mean, the scoring out there in Tampa Bay, it has been, or the scoring out there in Baltimore between Tampa Bay and the Orioles, it has been rampant. 6-5 right now, the Rays have the lead. Personally, I had the Rays on the money line in this game and felt pretty good when they went up by kind of 6-0. And then the Orioles were able to respond. And right now you've got a Tampa Bay Rays team looking to hold down the fort with regards to the bullpen and the run that has been given up here since they went to the bullpen unearned as Danny Jansen, the catcher, commits an error. So that's not necessarily great right now for the Tampa Bay Rays, but they are up by a count of 6-5. That is in the bottom of the third inning. So we're going to be keeping track of that. And then we've got a few games in which it's been really low scoring, to say the least. The Twins and the Detroit Tigers. I was talking about this perhaps being a little bit of a sneaky under in our number one. David Fessa, as of right now, having a fiesta out there in Detroit. 3 scoreless innings. Sawyer Gibson Long right now through 3 2/3 innings scoreless. He's been rocking and rolling, and it's a Twins team that just has not been able to get out of their own way. They've only won 3 of their last 13 games. Offense has been a little bit rough. Bullpen has been shaky as well. Currently, that game is 0-0. We'll take a look to see what we get there moving forward. And then have to take a look at a guy that's just really struggling in general. There are just some guys where you expect positivity, and maybe it's just not coming for him. Dylan Cease has already given up 3 runs for the San Diego Padres. Currently, the Padres are down to the Cincinnati Reds by a count of 3-0. Spencer Sear was able to crank out a deep ball on Cease for his 7th home run in the campaign. And for Cease, 5 strikeouts here. He's been giving out a pair of walks, so that's been a little bit rough. But, I mean, overall for Dylan Cease, if you take a look at the underlying numbers, I mean, this is a guy that you would expect to be able to rise up, have a little bit of a better showing than what he's had thus far this season, but just not happening for him at this point. So, right now, for the Cincinnati Reds, up by a count of 3-0, and all of a sudden, Cincinnati Reds have been really rolling as there are a few games above 500. They're within striking distance of that final wild card spot in the National League, and that's something that you do want to be taking note of this time of year. You want to be taking a look at these teams that perhaps are providing you plus money in terms of a yes, no to be able to make the playoffs, and you want to take a look at a team that might be perhaps willing to buy. Now, are the Cincinnati Reds going to be that team that adds a bat? I think that's a question, because the pitching, in my opinion, is relatively fine for the Cincinnati Reds. Perhaps you could use a bullpen piece or two, but in that starting rotation, without sending Chase Burns up to the big league level, Andrew Abbott has been absolutely tremendous for them. There, you're going to be seeing him in action with regards to the game on Saturday. I mean, these guys have been able to do a nice job locking it down. Nick Martinez has been a little bit up and down, but I mean, he's a guy that's a relatively reliable vet. You know that you've got the pitching there, but outside of Ellie De La Cruz, who's really that guy that can consistently give you some power? And I think that that's a big question mark all across the league. Like, which power bat becomes available for one of these teams that has been pretty solid with their pitching, but has struggled a little bit in terms of being able to knock the ball out of the yard. Like the Milwaukee Brewers, I think, could be in the market for a power bat. Certainly, you take a look at the American League, the Texas Rangers, the Kansas City Royals. If either of these teams can be able to make any sort of a run whatsoever, they need a power bat. I don't think that the Cleveland Guardians are going to be buyers just because they're always very, shall we say, stingy about being able to buy at the deadline, but that's certainly a team that can use a bat as well. And for the Cleveland Guardians, clearly they could use a bat tonight, because right now they're getting blanked by the St. Louis Cardinals. This by a count of 3-0, as Sonny Gray has been rolling. 4 1/3 innings of no-hit baseball thus far, 6 strikeouts. So, I mean, that's been solid. Has yet to give up any walks as well, so might be something to monitor. Now 2 outs in the bottom of the 5th inning, so might be wanting to monitor that just a little bit, and certainly something else to monitor. I was talking about the New York Yankees a little bit before. Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the 4th inning. Big time pivot moment here in this game, because if the Yankees could be able to bust out, if they're able to give you some sort of scoring, that puts you in good position for the over, and certainly that run line. Mitch Spence does get out of it, so the Yankees do leave the bases loaded. And if you're looking at a live over right now, you're able to find that over at plus money on a 7.5 in terms of this Yankees versus A's game. Both of these teams have had their opportunities. Like the A's left the bases loaded in the first inning, albeit it was due to a whole bunch of Will Warren walks, but they had their opportunities there. For the New York Yankees, they just stranded the bases loaded themselves. They've already been able to take Mitch Spence deep twice, once tonight. And keep in mind, this is a Oakland A's, or Oakland, this is a Sacramento A's team that they have the worst bullpen in terms of ERA in the big leagues, albeit they've been a little bit better when they've been away from Sacramento, and that is always something to take a look at in Major League Baseball as well. Some of these teams that have very demonstrative home and road splits, we'll dive in on that in a second right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. But something else that you want to take a look at are VSiN Early Bird Special. $175 gets you in on everything that we do here at the network all throughout the NFL season. That starts from when you sign up right now here on June 27th all the way through a Super Bowl title winner being crowned. You get access to everything that we do. The NFL betting guide, which is going to be coming out in mere days, and that'll be able to help you spot some futures market value, and you do want early access to that NFL betting guide. It's coming out July 1st. That'll help you be able to get the best of the number in terms of all these futures markets that is going to be moving in the next few weeks. I can assure you of that. And I've got every single one of my projected playoff teams in that NFL betting guide as well. Daily best bet emails from all of our VSiN shows and guests, exclusive betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, full access to the VSiN Watch app, deep dive analytics and betting tools, and so much more. VSiN.com/subscribe. Score yourself all access to everything that we do here at the network for $175 all the way through the Super Bowl. VSIN.com/subscribe. As it is VSiN Prime Time, right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And by home and road splits, I was talking about the Milwaukee Brewers. Right now, a team averaging 3.7 runs per game at home, 5.6 away from home. And again, I just simply can't explain it. Right now, they're in the bottom of the first inning against the Colorado Rockies. It's zilch, zilch. So we'll see if they're going to be able to bust through here. And you did have Jose Quintana give you a clean first inning. The Colorado Rockies did get a pair of men on base. He was able to work through and held down the fort. But I mean, for this Milwaukee Brewers team, I think that that's such an interesting case. And when I do see a team like the Milwaukee Brewers that have home and road splits that they just make no sense whatsoever, I just typically look at the law of averages. Like, I do think that for the Brewers, they should be able to see a little bit of positivity with their offense at home. And I do not think that the north of 5.6 runs per game that they're averaging away from home, that is number one in all of baseball, despite the fact that they really aren't some sort of a home run inning team or anything like that. I do think that that comes back down to earth as well. So we shall see what we're going to be getting on that front moving forward. Just had a few games get off and running 0-0 through the first inning out there with the Cubs and the Astros. So if you had the no run first inning there, you got there. If you had the yes run in Dodgers versus the Royals, you got there as well. As the Royals give up a run in the first inning. Shohei Ohtani, shock, shock, surprise, surprise, 29th home run of the campaign. And coming next, let's take a look at that MLB playoff picture with Bob Nightingale of USA Today, right here on VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We're back here on VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Great to be joined by this man on the Progressive Guest Line as we've got Bob Nightingale aboard. He does such tremendous work over at USA Today covering this great sport of baseball. And Bob, it's always great to get you aboard, my friend. Thank you so much.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me. And Bob, we did see this news break a few hours ago, and just want to hear your thoughts as to what the dynamic of this is going to be. Ron Washington, unfortunately, is going to be sidelined for the rest of the season. He's dealing with some health conditions, so he is stepping away from the LA Angels as their manager. And just what is going to be the dynamic for the LA Angels with an interim managerial regime and just this team that I feel like has actually been one of the better surprises in all of baseball with them at 500 entering into the night?
No, it's absolutely a huge blow. Just his energy, the way he worked with the players, does the infield drills, just a ton of energy. So, no, it's a big blow to that team. He's going to be sorely missed. You know, hopefully he can still be around, you know, to say hello to guys, you know, watching games is sweet. But, you know, just making sure he's healthy. You know, kind of reminds you of a few years ago when Tony La Russa had the health problems with the White Sox. Just, you know, well, these guys are lifers. They hate to leave the game, but you got to take care of your body.
Yep, no question about it. And for the LA Angels, I think that they're just such an interesting team in general because with the Angels, they're only a few spots out of a wild card spot. And how big is these next few weeks going to be for a team like the LA Angels, like the Texas Rangers? You go down the list of teams in terms of what they are going to be doing in terms of being buyers or sellers at the deadline.
Yeah, I mean, the Angels, they're, you know, very aggressive owner, Nardi Moreno. GM's aggressive, and Perry Manassian. So we'll see what happens. I don't expect them to be sellers at all. As long as they're even remotely in the picture, I think they'll go for it and, you know, at least stay pat. I don't see them selling. I really don't.
Yeah, and with the Angels going into the night here on this Friday, only one game out of the final wild card spot, and that leads to an interesting little bit of a diatribe as well. What can we expect here at the trade deadline in about a month? Obviously, we saw a few things that need to develop, but there's just not a lot of clear sellers other than perhaps like the Athletics, the Chicago White Sox, the Colorado Rockies, and there's just a lot of teams I feel like these next few weeks are really going to be defining their fate as what happens in late July.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's only six teams that are out of the race right now. So they need more teams. There's a lot of teams in the bubble, you know, whether it's Atlanta, whether it's Baltimore, particularly the Arizona Diamondbacks. I mean, Diamondbacks could be the epicenter of the trade deadline because, you know, they got so many good pieces, whether it's Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly as the starters, Shelby Miller as a closer, and, of course, Eugenio Suarez at third base, and Josh Naylor at first. So, and they can be very attractive, a lot of teams, and people are calling saying, you're ready to sell yet? And they're not ready yet.
Yep, no question about it. With the Diamondbacks currently three games out of that final wild card spot in the National League, the Reds are a team that's 2.5 games out as well. And I think that this team is very fascinating as well because we have seen with the Cleveland Guardians, typically they're not a team that's willing to buy too much, but they're a team that's a half a game out of the wild card right now, albeit they're trailing against the St. Louis Cardinals, so might be a little bit more than that when it comes to this time tomorrow. But still, with regards to Cleveland Guardians, what do you think they might be able to do? Because this is a very young team, but as we know, this is a Guardians team that it feels like they've had their opportunities to be able to step up, be able to add some pieces in the past, haven't been able to do so. But we did see them also shore up Jose Ramirez and that long-term contract not too long ago as well.
Yeah, I think they're realistic. They're not going to be buyers. But, yeah, they may not be sellers either. So, you know what, even if we don't win this year, you know, we've still got the makings of a very good team and we can win next year. So I would think they'd be more inclined to stay pat. I certainly don't see them trading away prospects and say, you know what, we're going to go for this thing. They're not built that way, and they're not a good enough team to say that.
Yep, no question about it. And with the Cleveland Guardians, it's been a bunch that's been able to find a way with their pitching, so we'll see if they add anything at the deadline. As Bob Nightingale, he does such tremendous work over at USA Today. He's joining me right here on VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And then I have to ask you about one of the most fascinating teams in all of baseball. We saw the Rafael Devers trade a few weeks ago. You saw the reuniting of Rafael Devers going up against the San Francisco Giants as well. And for the Red Sox, right now struggling in this game tonight as we are doing this, down 3-0 with the Toronto Blue Jays. Are the Boston Red Sox perhaps utilizing that money that they saved with trading away Rafael Devers to bring in another piece? Or is this going to be a case where they actually are going to roll with the young guys and maybe chalk this up as a little bit more of a lost season?
Yeah, I think roll with the young guys and hope they, the young guys, do things. Remember last year, the Detroit Tigers gave up the deadline to trade Jack Flaherty, and they, end up making the playoffs. I think Boston's hoping to do the same type of thing. I don't expect them to trade Bregman or give up, trading pieces away, like Walker Buehler, that sort of thing. I think they'll ride it out, and then we'll see in the offseason. We'll see if they go get, a guy like a Kyle Tucker or, go get a, a big-time starter, another one. He made a great trade, Graham Crochet. If they want to, they can make another great trade and trade for Sandy Alcantara, for that matter.
Yep, and with Sandy Alcantara, that's one of the more interesting players out there on the market as well, because Sandy Alcantara, we know all the great that he's been able to do, but if you look at Sandy Alcantara this year, almost unrecognizable in terms of what we've seen, albeit he's been a little bit better over the last few starts. But what might be his trade market, and how are teams looking at this season with him? Because he's just looked like a different pitcher than what he's been in past years.
Yeah, he's coming on now. His control is much better. He said today, he just talked about an hour ago, he wants to go deeper in games. So, right now, he's got, a 2.74 ERA in June, so much better over the last four starts. Pitches again tomorrow. I imagine there'll be a lot of scouts in Phoenix. So, but you get him for 2.5 years. It's like, okay, whatever you get now, he's going to be much better having a full off season and regular workouts next year and then the year after that. So it's going to be a steep price. And the Marlins know, if someone doesn't meet our price, we'll hold on to him and we'll trade him the winner.
And with Sandy Alcantara, it is very much a case where this is his first full season coming off of major surgery. Typically, when a pitcher is able to take off, that's year number two, year number three. So very well said by Bob. And Bob, I think that it is interesting to see which of these players are going to be on the market, because I think that there's going to be a lot of teams looking for a power bat. I mentioned a lot of those teams that are currently on the cusp of being able to make it into the wild card. Like, I'm looking in the American League, the Royals, the Rangers. There are a lot of teams that could use that. If the Guardians want to step up, they need a bat as well. In the National League, a team like the Philadelphia Phillies could certainly use some power as well. Might there be a power bat or two on the market that could catch the attention of a lot of these teams?
Yeah, you know, there's not that one guy that just jumps out at you like, okay, he's a perfect bat or doing that. I mean, obviously no one's going to be like a Rafael Devers. I would think that, you know, two of the best guys, maybe the ones in Arizona, whether, at third base, you have Suarez. I mean, he's on pace to hit over 50 home runs and driving 130, 140. And he's got over 25 homers now, got over 60 ribbies now, power hitting first baseman and nail or two. So they have two of the best right there. You know, Rockies could trade McMahon, nice piece. Isaiah kind of Falefa could be moved from Pittsburgh. But I think it's part of the two biggest bats, maybe right here in Arizona.
Yep, and with Arizona, how just important is this stretch for them in general? Because they're going to have, towards the back half of June into July, a lot of games against the San Diego Padres and the Giants. And you talk about them potentially selling. If they go like 7-3 in their last 10 games, do you think that they might be buyers, despite the fact that they had the Corbin Burns deal sort of go sideways on him with them losing him for the rest of the year?
I can't see them being buyers. Could be, I mean, maybe mild buyers, but, you know, their payroll is already at $200 million, which is a franchise record. You know, Corbin Burns is going to cost them $30 million and he's not pitching. So, if they stay, you know, if they get 7-3, you know, like you said, or, you know, play well, you know, going down the stretch until July 31st, then they may just stay pat. You know, they're going to get some guys off the injured list. You know, Corbin Carroll went on. That's a big blow, but he should be back around the All-Star break.
And to your point, it looks like Chase Fielder is receiving $500 million in renovations as well. So that's going to be taking up quite a bit of money as well. And then, Bob, just want to open this up a little bit for you as well, because we do have a lot of teams that are sort of on the cusp with regards to the wild card teams that are sort of ascending slash declining. Is there one or two teams in particular that you're watching the next few weeks and they could really define what happens at the trade deadline market, and they could be a team that they either become buyers, or if they just really fall out, they could really become one of those big sellers?
Well, I think Baltimore Orioles for sure. Okay, are they going to go for this thing or you know, give up and trade away some pitching? And they do have some nice pitching, whether it's Zach Eflin, Charlie Morton's pitching better now. They do have some pieces there that people like, and as well as position players. I also think Texas Rangers, I think they're kind of on the bubble. I think they want to go for it and be aggressive because they got a great pitching staff. You know, Jacob DeGrom, looks at this Grom of old. If they start, you know, pitching well, that's the last team anybody wants to face in October.
Yep, well said on the Texas Rangers. If they can find any semblance of offense, they could be a team that rises up. And, Bob, you're doing a great job being able to cover this great game of baseball, and really appreciate it tonight. Thank you so much.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you.
Always great to be joined by Bob Nightingale, one of the best of the business over at USA Today. And we've got a lot of runs up on the board all across Major League Baseball. We'll get you guys some updates next right here on VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We're back here on VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Was great to be joined in the last segment by Bob Nightingale, who does such great work covering this wonderful game of baseball over at USA Today. And right now, we've got ourselves a lot of live baseball action. The Gong Show continues to be on out there in Baltimore. Tomoyuki Sugano gives up another run. 7-5, the Rays in the lead over the Orioles. Sugano's still out there, by the way. He has given up 3 home runs. He's had 81 pitches. They're looking to get as much out of him as humanly possible, as this is an Orioles team that is not great with regards to their bullpen. And for the Rays, if you're wondering, if you have a home run prop on any of these guys, Brandon Lau, 17th home run season, Josh Lowe, 5th home run season, and Jonathan Aranda, 9th home run of the season. So you're able to cash all 3 of those. But Certainly a nutty game out there. Things have tamed down if you're looking at the Pirates versus the Mets game. You did have the Pirates get a four spot in the second inning. Now we're to the bottom of the sixth inning. 5-1. The Pirates are currently in the lead as David Peterson, well, yeah, Petersons were not too pleased about this one. 5 runs allowed over the course of 4 2/3 innings. And you just sometimes get some of these names where it's like, where did they come up with this one? Is this a creative player or anything like that? Blade Tidwell is currently in the game for the New York Mets to provide long relief. Like I was joking about this off air. If you remember the movie Dodgeball, how they had Blade, Laser, and Blazer. Right now, you've got one of them. Max Laser plays for the Philadelphia Phillies. All we need is a guy by the name of Blazer. And at some point, we could be able to get the ultimate dodgeball team for one of these pitching staffs. So we can hope, we can dream. But right now, for the New York Mets, they are hoping and dreaming of trying to come back in this game. Currently down by a count of 5-1. That game is in the sixth inning. We've seen things open up a little bit more out there in Detroit. Relatively low-scoring slog thus far, and for the Twins, it's been a less than savory run for them, but I mean, even for a team like the Minnesota Twins, they're not completely out of the playoff race, currently up by a count of 2-0 in the sixth inning against the Detroit Tigers, and I mean, I will refresh this for you guys once again. We had, coming into the night, three teams in the American League that were more than 3.5 games out of a playoff spot. The Orioles, the Chicago White Sox, and the A's. And I don't think that the Orioles are going to be able to do enough to be able to get back into the playoff race. They're 12 games below 500, 80 games through. I think that this is just a lost season. They've got an interim coaching regime. They're having the ball pounded the tar out of right now in their ballpark tonight. So that's not great. But I mean, all these other teams are live. Like, I mean, even a team like the Kansas City Royals, who have been deplorable with regards to their offense. I mean, 2.7 runs per game at home. They did get one up on the board against the LA Dodgers in the first inning, so yay verily there. The Dodgers are right now taking it to them by a count of 3-1. That is a game that is currently in the bottom of the second inning, and the Royals do have a man on third. I have no faith in whatsoever in them being able to drive them home, but they do have a man on third. This has been a squad that, I mean, if they can get any semblance of hitting whatsoever, they could be a little bit dangerous as well. This is something I talked about a little bit in passing towards the beginning part of the show as well. These guys coming off the injury list, they could sometimes be a little bit shaky. It's a big reason why I took a shot on the over in Rangers versus Mariners. We've got the top of the third inning right now. Seattle up by a count of 2-1. Nathan Eovaldi not looking like the Nathan Eovaldi that we got prior to him going on the injury list. He's allowed 5 hits and 2 1/3 innings thus far, and for Seattle, they've been able to do a nice job just racking up the runs. They just got a third one up on the board, so it's now 3-1 in the top of the third inning. So you're looking pretty rock solid there with regards to that over. For the Rangers, they've been able to do a nice job with their bullpen. And I should never say that you look rock solid in terms of an over in a Rangers home game until it's actually over, because for the Rangers, 29 unders to 10 overs in their games in the great state of Texas thus far this season. So yeah, they have been very much a home under team thus far this season, but right now, the Seattle Mariners have been able to get some runs up on the board, and also being able to get some runs up on the board. How about the Cincinnati Reds? 5-0, they're currently leading the Padres. Dylan Cease just has not been able to find it this year, and sometimes you just have these pitchers that have blow-up years. Dylan Cease now up to north of a 4.5 ERA. He got 8 strikeouts in 4 innings, but he also gave up 4 runs, 3 of which were earned, including a pair of bombs. Spencer Steer took him deep twice, 7th and 8th home runs of the season. And Nick Martinez right now working with a no-hitter. 5 no-hit innings thus far for him. He did give up a walk, so you're not going to have a perfecto out there, but and he's been able to do a solid job. Sonny Gray has been rocking and rolling as well. He's given up just 1 6 1/3 innings scoreless. Right now, the St. Louis Cardinals are up by a count of 4-0. Luis Ortiz is still out there, despite the fact that he's given up 4 runs in 7 innings and a pair of bombs, as Pedro Bajes went deep for his 6th home run of the campaign. Alec Burleson, home run number 10 of the season, albeit he did give up 3 of those in the 3rd inning. Ever since then, settled down. But you're noticing that a lot of teams are looking to get a bit more length out of these pitchers. Perhaps something that you want to take a look at when you don't have like some sort of an opener, when you don't have some sort of a funky bunch situation, because you are getting in the dog days of summer. Take a look at some of these overs with regards to these players outs, because even someone like Luis Ortiz, despite the fact that he's gotten shelled, he's been able to give you some length. Tomoyuki Sugano got completely destroyed tonight here against the Tampa Bay Rays, yet somehow, someway, he's filled 5 innings for them. So, I mean, that could be a relatively solid look. These teams are letting their starters go a little bit more. They're trying to be able to get as much length as possible, and to be a little, for lack of a better term, save the pen. And, well, if you were trying to save the under in the Mets versus Pittsburgh Pirates game, that is not going to be happening, as you've got a 3-run, I believe, Jackson by Brian Reynolds. For Ryan Reynolds, that is going to be home run number 9 of the campaign for him. And you hit a home run when you sign up with Winner's Circle Proxy, because if you need a proxy for any of the great contests out here in lovely Las Vegas, you're able to join Winner's Circle Proxy, and you're able to be a part of the world's biggest football contest with one trip to Las Vegas anytime before the season starts. It's trusted by tens of thousands of players over the last 9 years, and Winner's Circle Proxy has helped winners be able to claim so many million dollars in winnings, over $9.3 million last two seasons. Learn more about a trusted proxy service in Winner's Circle Proxy over at winnerscircleproxy.com/VSIN. As it is, VSiN Prime Time right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Greg Oops Peterson only get down tonight. How about if we take a look at one of the late games that we're going to be seeing? Because when we were talking with Bob Nightingale in the last segment, he was talking about the Arizona Diamondbacks perhaps being sellers at the deadline. I think that's a very interesting spot for them. They're going to be facing off against a Miami Marlins team here tonight that they are coming off that sweep of the San Francisco Giants. I was quite surprised by that. And we've got Merrill Kelly on the bump for the Saints going up against old Eury Pérez for Miami. This total has fallen from a 9 to an 8.5. News of Corbin Carroll going on the injury list certainly had a little bit of impact on this. And for the Diamondbacks, you're finding them on the money line at a minus 160, more in that neighborhood of a plus 130 if you're willing to lay a run half. And I was willing to lay a run half. I was willing to lay a little bit of juice, actually, on this run line. So the fact that I was able to get plus money, that made me feel very good about this. Now, again, with the injuries that you've got for the Arizona Diamondbacks, very big. But you do have Eugenio Suarez in the lineup in this one because he missed the last few games. He was a little bit banged up himself, so it's very much something that you wanted to take note of. But he will be in the lineup in this game. You've got the likes of a Geraldo Perdomo's moving the line. And then Pavin Smith is able to give you north of a 375 on base. And here's a big key for the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Marte Parte. Ketel Marte, 15 home runs in less than 200 bats. He's giving you north of 400 on base. And for this Miami Marlins team, just not a lot of power with this lineup. They've got two guys in this lineup that have north of 7 home runs. Augustin Ramirez, Kyle Sowers have both been able to give you 12 home runs. Now, they're a relatively solid team in terms of moving the line, getting on base. Xavier Edwards, he hit for a cycle last year against the Brewers. 0 home runs this season, but he's been able to about a 285. You've got Stowers giving you north of a 350 on base. Connor Norby, guys like this, they're finding a way on. They don't have Dane Meyers in the starting lineup, but he's another guy that's been able to hit for average. But Merrill Kelly, always much more rock solid at home rather than on the road. For his career, this dates back to his first season at the big league level in 2019, more than a point better with his ERA at home rather than on the road. His strikeout numbers just go way up when he's at home as well. And for Eury Pérez, he's only made 3 starts. To his credit, has not given up any homers, but you can tell that the command is funky. Eury Pérez, by the way, still the youngest starting pitcher in the big leagues, despite the fact that he didn't start in 2024, made his debut in 2023. Swing and miss stuff is still there. 11 strikeouts and 11 and 2/3 innings. He's coming off of major surgery, so that's a little bit of an issue. And for both of these teams, they have been ghastly in terms of their bullpens. Both of these teams in the bottom 8 in the big leagues with that regard. So I take a look at the total of 8.5. Just feels a scotch too low for me. I'm in on that over, and I'm in on the Arizona Diamondbacks on the run line as well. So we've got ourselves some good fun out there. And if I'm not mistaken, we just got ourselves a home run by the Baltimore Orioles. They're now up by a count of 8-7 on the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, I have the Tampa Bay Rays on the money line, and I gave that out as a write-up, so I'm right now not feeling so great about the fact that they had a 6-0 lead, and that has gone completely into the abyss as Gary Sanchez, currently filling in for the injured Adley Rutschman, he goes deep. He was able to get a home run, and he had a grand slam last week as well. That is Sanchez's 4th home run of the campaign. So 8-7, you've got the Orioles in the lead there, and right now you've got yourself a game that might be going over out there in Cincinnati as well. Reds are now up by a count of 8-0 on the Padres as being able to provide the boom. Spencer Steer, 3rd home run of the night. We're in the 5th inning, so he's going to have a chance to be able to go for a 4 home run game in this one. So Spencer Steer, it is on for him, and it is also on for taking a look at what we're going to be getting in the late night in terms of baseball, and you're going to get some football previews in our number 3 of VSiN Primetime on the flip side right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.